Hey guys, Murugi Munyi here.
It's Lydia KM.
And we're back again with another episode of
The Messy In Between.
It's definitely TMI.
Guys, welcome to The Messy In Between, aka TMI.
It's how she's singing, but she's not singing. It's like, are you singing? But you're not singing.
Let me tell you, if I could sing, first of all, I would never talk.
You know, God knows what not to give. God knows what gifts not to give people. Yeah. Honestly, because, hey, it's like,
and,
you know,
and Joe can sing, but she doesn't sing.
And I don't sing.
And we sing for the in-betweeners.
I'm going to have to, you know what, when you guys come for our live recording, which we'll be talking about soon, I'll sing on stage.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Boom, there it goes.
Done.
A song of my choice.
And then you dance. Huh? So I sing, Lydia dances. Listen. Everybody has to give something.
I know, I've got to give a talent of mine.
Oh, what's your talent?
I'll think about
and
the
that's
talent.
The thing. That's the question.
I've got to think about something I can do for all of you.
Everybody.
But anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for our love on our last episode. We haven't said we're going to do it every month, but you guys really love the dilemma
episode. You love them.
You do. And I think I get it. Yeah,
I get it too.
To a certain degree, when you hear people going through stuff, you also feel like the world is not over for me.
Exactly.
We're tukowengi.
Yeah,
that's what you feel
like. And it's
like,
interesting that a lot of the issues that we talk about, many people are facing those issues, especially the relationship ones.
Yeah.
People are going through things.
The same things in just different
ways. Or sometimes
ways.
Maybe like you watch someone else's issue and you're like, anyway, maybe mine is not so
bad. By the way.
It's not so bad.
Don't forget to follow us on our socials, TMI Podcast KE, Lydia KM, and Murugi Munyi. Especially on our TMI page, we do a lot of BTSs on our shoots. We do a lot of conversations there. We put up a lot of content that really isn't open necessarily to our podcast or YouTube platform. So make sure you are following us there.
Exactly. Especially if you are one of the people who's always telling us, can we have more than one episode in a week?
Yeah,
that one, it's almost like
we keep you up
because you're always there. Yeah, we are always there, we're always chatting, we're always having different kinds of, we even have IG live sometimes, which is basically like almost like having an episode. So definitely
we should,
right?
It'll be good.
Perhaps.
It'll be good.
But since you're a millionaire, relax.
chill.
Why are you even here working?
Sleep.
just chill. And if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe, guys, if you haven't already, and tap the notification bell so you know every time we upload a video, which most times is Wednesday at 12 p.m.
Most times. But other times, there is someone who just decides, you know what? No. Let's make it Tuesday at 3.
It's the platform which decided. It's not someone.
It's the platform itself.
It just decided. Yeah, but
themselves.
Anyway, lucky for those who got to catch it early.
I know, and so many. So people are awake Tuesday at 3.
Apparently.
Tuesday at 3, people are awake. In that 1 hour, so many people had watched it. But anyway, thank you so much for your support, guys. And today we're going to be talking about something, a follow-on of the turn-on, turn-offs. We wanted to do turn-ons in women, but not necessarily from a sexual perspective, from a, you know, perspective, from a, what we ourselves as women like in other women. Whether it's a friend, whether it's somebody, when you walk in the first time you meet someone, what is it that makes you feel good being around particular women?
Yeah.
So, and also turn-ons, if that's the
if
the
that's
vibe,
your thing, it's not, we don't discriminate.
We have a turn-on, the actual voulez-vous coucher
avec moi.
That's why, baby.
Yeah, but basically anything which attracts you to another woman, which is like in any kind of way, like maybe either you want to work with her or you just want to talk to her or you want to, you want to be her friend, whatever it is. These are the things that for us turn us on about other women.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll start. My first one is open energy. And that's such a Lydia thing to say. I know. Come on, Lydia.
Maybe be, like, what?
Be orange.
Wait,
be
what?
Orange.
Yeah.
Open energy is when, especially when I meet someone for the first time, you feel almost welcome into their space. You feel like they like being there. They like you being where you are. And it's not many people who I feel this way, because I feel like most women, we size each other up.
I'm not everything you're saying. I'm trying to think, am I that way? Did she meet me and feel that way? Because I don't feel like I give
you
open.
Don't. It's okay. You have many other things that turn me on.
Why did you have to start with what I don't have? Why did you have
to? So open energy is like a woman who you feel, number one, is like they're just open and curious to either getting to know you or having you around. Let's say we go, like maybe I meet your friend. I met her, snatch truck.
Nadia,
she has open energy. Like she's your friend. But she, as soon as I met her, she was like, okay, welcome.
Yeah.
That is that's something you can't really spot, and you don't know what makes somebody feel that way. Mm. But when I meet a woman with open energy, I automatically feel like, because I always want women to like me because I like women a lot. So when I meet an open energy person, I really enjoy it.
You know, I feel like I used to be that way before before social media fame. Okay. I feel like I used to be that way because people used to tell me that all the time. But now I feel like with the more that my career on social media has grown, I feel like now I feel a lot more guarded simply because I've met so many people who I feel are like they want something from me. You know, when I meet something, it's always like, oh, they're trying to be like, oh, what can I get from her? You know, how can she market my business? How can she whatever? And because of so many of those instances, now I feel like not so open. Because see, once you're already open and you let someone in, then now it's like, oh,
it's hard harder to get to push. Out.
Yeah.
That's what I prefer. Not
at this point, exactly. So then after sometimes when I'm like, oh, okay, fine, she's cool. You know, then is when I let them in kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think you have open energy. If it's like now when we went out with Akina Hana, we went out the other day.
Who says your friend.
Since I've co-signed them, then be open. It's true. And you are very open.
Exactly.
Ah, okay, so there you go. But that's the thing. Open women feel really warm and amazing.
And amazing. Mm-hmm. All right. My first one. Mm-hmm. Don't beat me. A woman who has her own bag. Mm-hmm. A woman who has her own bag.
That's sexy. That's actually a voulez-vous coucher avec moi.
Girl, you know, I'm just like, and there's nothing against, like, if you've decided to be a stay-at-home mom and your husband takes care of you or your partner or whatever, that's your own choice.
Or even if you're en route to the bag.
Exactly.
That's fine.
But If you're rich, in fact, then the thing is that it's not that you have to be wealthy, but a woman who is like, I am making my own money, even if it's 10,000 a month that you're making, but it's yours. Mm-hmm. You are working for it. You have made it. You plan for it. Mm-hmm. And you're doing whatever it is that you're doing because it's what you can afford. Yeah. I love that. I love seeing women who even are unapologetic about like, oh, I can't afford that, but I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't buy this. I can't pay this 2,000 for a baby shower, but I can do this. Like, they know what where their finances are. Mm-hmm. They know, this is such a just Ivy thing point.
Definitely.
It's giving just Ivy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they know where their finances are. They know what they can afford, what they can't afford. And they're working towards something like financially. They're not just, you know.
Just,
if there's one thing by the way that icks me in people, men and women alike, is someone who is constantly talking about how broke they are. Mm-hmm. That to me is so upsetting.
But not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so you're broke. And then every time we're just like, okay, is that something, like, do you want to address it? Mm-hmm. Do you want help, you know, trying to whatever? Not just every time. It's just like, oh, by the way, I'm broke.
Yeah. And also, by the way, the more you affirm that, that's actually one thing I had to get out of my vocabulary. Even when I don't have money at that time, it's like most likely because I'm working, money is there, money is coming.
It's just not here.
It's just not here in this moment. So I learned to not affirm that into like my state of being. The thing that makes me feel inspired about women who are in their bag, who are working hard, who are just like, they take their life into their hands as far as how they're going to get like the next couple of steps.
Exactly.
It's because it keeps me feeling like, and you it's like you can't really just fall off, and being around women, it's like iron sharpens iron. So being around those kind of women, it keeps you up on your stuff as well, on your goals, on what are you doing with yourself.
And like I've said, I don't think it's about the amount of money that you have right now. It's just about the fact that you are doing something. You have a plan. You are working. You are trying. You are, you know, you're actually doing something, as opposed to just the sitting at. And let me tell you something, and we said this in our girl code episode. Why is my husband calling me? Because he loves me so much. Anyway, in our girl code episode, we talked about how I've lost my point. What was my point?
I think you were talking about they're not just doing nothing. Pick up your husband's call.
Sorry guys. Hi babe. Okay, he's hung up. I'm so sorry. I'm sure it's not even important.
Women, one call. You know, it's about you, you know? Work for you, girl. Work hard. It's all about you.
2 seconds.
Husband has called. 2 minutes. Kazi out.
The window.
Everyone wait for her to gather her mind together.
I'm sorry. I really love this guy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I can't remember what my point was, but it was very important. And if I remember, I'll tell you guys.
It was very important. Yeah. Another thing is that personally, because I come from a divorced home. So I saw that what would have been of my mom, of my life, of the trajectory of my entire life, had my mom not been a woman who's in her bag, had my mom not been a woman who takes care of herself financially, I know my life would be completely different because of that one thing. So I think it's so important for me to be around those kind of women, to be that kind of woman, because listen, Life will show you.
Honestly. Mm. And I feel like even if you are, let's say, in a relationship with somebody who's super, super wealthy, there's just something to be said about someone who has their own. You know what I'm saying?
It's sexy.
It's just sexy. It's sexy. And I just feel like it just commands respect. Mm. And it's just like, I mean, it's even for security purposes, because you never know what can happen. Maybe I'm here, depending on my super rich husband, tomorrow he dies and kumbe he had 7 other wives. And 28 now, kids. And then now what are we doing? You know?
Yeah.
So it's, there's just something to be said about a woman who just has her own, you know? And for some reason, someone having their own money, it's like almost like you walk a little taller. Mm. You just seem a little bit more confident.
It you can always definitely tell. Definitely makes you feel tell the more babe
who has their bag. Yeah.
It definitely. It definitely helps to have your own. Because first of all, in any situation, you can get yourself out of it. Mm. In a situation where you don't have, you need to sit down there and wait for whoever is driving you home.
Yeah.
If it's a situation where it's just like you need to move somewhere else, you need to get out of a relationship. Mm. A lot of these things, if you're financially dependent on someone, of course it's harder.
It's so much harder. Agreed.
Way harder.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, another one is I love friendly drunk girls in the bathroom. If you're drunk in the bathroom and you're not friendly, who hurt you? It's not my fault Simon left.
Who hurt you? Me,
it's
I'm
not.
Like,
it's not my fault. The bathroom.
First of all, I'm so pressed. I just want to susu.
So you don't
I just
talk to want girls to in the bathroom?
I don't talk to girls in the bathroom. Imagine, no.
In your life,
but,
you never have.
No, but I'm always really open when other girls are coming to be like, oh my God, you're so pretty. I'm like, thank you. You're so pretty.
Those are the girls I like.
The other ones?
The ones who tell you that you're so pretty.
But I receive so like and them. I say, yeah, I like them too. I love them. I'm not them, but I love them.
So,
I'm
for not them. Me, fine.
Are you
enough,
them? I don't think you're them.
I am a drunk girl in the bathroom.
Oh, really?
However, I am the person who struggles to approach someone to say hi to them if I'm sober, right? It's harder for me to just be like, hi. I'm a bit more.
Is it, Lydia?
Yeah. But I when feel somebody like says hi, I'm like, hi.
And then the thing with me is that our resting faces are kind of like very standoffish. It's like, why you? But really, we want to be your friend.
We don't know if you like us. We don't know. Like, should we say hello? Honestly,
I know. Yeah. And me, in fact, when
we
people
work
meet
on
me,
that,
we really
why?
Should.
That's weird.
I think it's just guarding our hearts. Yeah, I think that's what
why.
It is. And I feel people are, whenever they meet me in real life, they're always like, wow, you're so much nicer than I thought you would be. And I'm like, what impression am I giving that when someone meets me, I'll be like standoffish and like, ew, don't talk to me kind of thing, because that's totally not me.
Yeah, I mean, I see why people can say that. I do get it. I mean, it's not necessarily from your personality, but it's from like your energy.
Okay, yeah, I guess
yeah,
so,
yeah. Your energy is like, you know, I don't need
no
nonsense.
Kind of.
Yeah, so then obviously in that, it's like if somebody comes and says hello, you're just like,
so then?
So is this business? Yeah. They don't know if that's what you're going to say to them.
You're
but
so
yeah,
right.
We are actually extremely friendly. It's just our faces are the way that they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love those girls in the bathroom because sometimes maybe you've had a hard night.
Honestly.
Or, yeah. Or there's a time, maybe you're going through a breakup and, you know, someone just says like, oh, it's going to be okay or something and they don't know you.
Yeah.
And it just feels so nice.
Yeah.
Please be friendly.
Please be friendly.
Drunk.
And now that we're
bathroom.
Talking about the club, I love girls who like, take care of other girls in the club. Even if it's like someone you don't know, but you see some chick is like passed out or she's super drunk, you go to her table and be like, do you have water?
Yeah.
Can she have water kind of thing?
Maybe now.
Yeah,
maybe
me, that time. One, I've been that girl in the club. It's like when I see a woman super drunk, I'm just like, I go there and just make sure, like, where are her friends?
Yeah.
Is she with
as
somebody?
You're not that drunk as well.
Yeah, it's hardly ever me. Hardly ever. Hardly ever me. But yeah, at least someone, like a woman who takes care of others, even if it's not their people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're your sister's keeper, I would say. Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah, my other one was going to be women who tell you there's something wrong, whether it's like your dress, lipstick on your teeth, I don't know, your period just started on your white jeans. You know, not being afraid of telling
like
you that, you know, especially somebody who you're not, I'm not that close to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just meet you or somebody just like, oh, you've got lipstick on your teeth. I like that.
Yeah.
I like you for that.
Yeah.
It's also, it's a bit of confidence because, oof, it's
sometimes,
hard.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
It's a bit awkward.
Or sometimes it's just like, you don't even, I don't know, or someone's like, their zip is open or something like that. Yeah, it can be awkward. It can be
it
so
can.
Strange.
No,
I watched
it
actually a whole
it is
video.
Awkward.
Yeah, I watched a whole video on Instagram where it was like, this girl, she's like 13 years old and it's like an experiment. So they are put her, you saw that one.
I
and she's
that.
Like, has lots of blood. And there was so many women walking past her.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I mean,
yeah, even sisters, Sister Speaks did that. Angela and yeah, it was actually Angela. They did that in town to see who would say something.
Yeah,
and yeah, so many people were walking by, like, but I wouldn't be able to walk away from something like
I
that.
I wouldn't. I
yeah,
would not.
Hey,
if it's something small, like, okay, I mean, I mean, I don't
a
know.
A bug booger in your nose. Would you tell someone?
No. It needs to be something serious. Like, that one is something serious. Like, for example, someone's lash has coconut just you here. Tell the them. I wouldn't tell them. Because, you see, sometimes it's like, okay, maybe they'll just they be like, leave me. No, maybe. Or, like, maybe you think it's a problem, but turns out it's not a problem to
come
them.
Come on,
yeah.
Joanne.
So, like, oh, wait, I think your brow is, like, whatever. They're like, yeah.
No, okay, the lash falling out, you know that's universal, that they don't need
it. But now if you're telling me now, you'll come and tell me that my lash is falling. Are you giving me lash glue? Yeah. Now what? Now my confidence is gone and my lash is falling off.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it has to be something you can do something about, you know? Something I can help you with.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, because that can get awkward super fast.
Extremely awkward. Especially somebody who you don't know what their energy is like. They burst into tears.
Or like for example, in Rich Africa. Anyway, that time where that babe's wig was like back till here. And nobody said nothing because maybe she came.
Maybe that's her style.
Exactly.
Maybe that's
but to
her
you,
style.
It's like, oh, I think you put your wig too far back. And you need to. But she's like, no. Exactly. Now where do we go? Where do we go from here? We don't know where to go. So I mean, but unless it's something which is like super obvious, then obviously go and tell someone.
I'll be able to tell them. Exactly. Okay, fine.
But be your sister's keeper, girls. Be your sister's keeper.
Yeah, imagine. The same way you want someone to do for you, you should do for them.
Exactly. Even like when you're in a club, you know how they say like for safety, you know, in this age of sexual harassment and whatnot, you see somebody at the club who looks super uncomfortable and there's a guy there. Go there and be like, hey girl, you okay? Are you fine? Exactly. Go and be your sister's keeper and just like, I mean, let's just take care of each other.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but it was in England. So this girl, she's young as well. She saw a man, like a tall black man with this white girl, like younger girl, and he was holding her like from the back, right? And then, so she took out her camera and she followed him. And she was just like, what are you doing with her? What now? She's recording. She's like, "What are you doing with her? Leave her alone!" All of that, and she kept following her, following them. Do you know? It turned out he had just taken her. He had just taken her. He's a pedophile. He was now arrested from that video. He's in jail. And it turns out this is what he's been doing for a long time.
Honestly.
And then when the girl came, she was like, oh my God, I don't know him. He just took me. Can you imagine that just changed the trajectory of her life? She was going to be kidnapped, probably killed, harmed in some kind of way. Listen, take your camera out as well.
Exactly.
Because it's a dangerous situation. You want to be safe as well.
Whenever I'm out anywhere, I just feel like any girl is my sister. I feel like maybe it's because we have sisters that we feel that way.
I think so. I think we love women a lot more because we've been around women. We have already we've been taught to love women anyway.
Exactly. And I just feel so passionate about like helping every other woman feel empowered. Like, you know, you can actually stand up. You can actually do something, you know. Yeah. Anyway, chungana out there, guys.
Please, yeah.
All right. Something else that I appreciate in women is a well-groomed woman. Women who smell nice. You know, you hug someone and it is just that perfume.
Angel. Every time I smell Angel lately.
I'm like, so if you're just falling in love with you, just
what?
Say.
And
just
you know
say.
What? Guess what? It sticks with you. Her smell sticks
you'll
with you.
Remember.
And you remember. The last time we went to Foina's party, I went home and I had Angel all over me. Seriously.
So they're having sex with your man and he thinks that you're thinking about him. But it's Angel. Angel's
Angel,
on your mind.
It's you, babe.
No, but also just like, okay, someone who smells nice, but also someone who just looks just clean. And it's not about even having makeup or expensive perfume. It's like the Auntie Nemo. Do we see when you watch her videos?
Perfect.
She just looks clean.
Auntie
like she
Nemo
has
is
no
a perfect
makeup on
girl.
Her face. Nothing. She's just perfect. I'm just like... She
but did you see
clean.
Her no makeup? You think she doesn't have makeup.
But she
does. It's just so
I didn't see the
light.
No makeup.
Yeah, she
meanwhile, did Lydia.
Meanwhile.
Pump. All the foundation. Every 2 weeks, a new Maybelline.
A new one.
Okay.
A new one.
All right then. Exactly.
She like...
First of all, maybe I feel like her life is like... It's just lived in slow motion. She doesn't even look like she's ever is in a hurry. Ever.
Never.
My God.
You think she would rush?
Rush to where? Rush because you need
running
to.
Running all the time. While others are strolling in life.
You know? But anyway, someone who just looks like, as in they have taken time to like get clean and like to get dressed, even
so
in their own individuality. It's just like, it's just attractive to me.
So
nice. Yeah.
I actually, this one would be my next one. Mm. I like women with feminine energy. Mm. I do. I know. And mostly because I don't have as much, or that's not what I lead with. Mm. Or women who lead with their feminine energy, because it's okay to have both masculine and feminine.
I could explain that to somebody who maybe doesn't know what that means, like about having feminine energy or masculine energy.
Okay, so masculine energy are things that are associated with, like, I don't know, even confidence, to be honest, people are associated with more masculine energy. Mm. Confidence, aggression, hard work, all of these are more associated with masculine energy. But feminine energy is like softness, it's sweetness, it's more slower. Remember that video? Slower. Things are a bit slower.
We've been trying to work on our femininity because we realize that in our own relationships,
not feminine energy.
No, we realize actually in our own relationships that we have there's opportunity for us to be more feminine. Because they say that actually you're more in your power as a woman
when you're more feminine.
And not to say that the masculine is
it's needed. It's needed. You need to actually be in touch with that as well. Yeah, because if you go the other way around, then there's something missing. You're a balanced person. But being in touch with your feminine energy, a more softer, sweeter, hi, how are you doing?
Exactly.
Kind of energy. It's tough. Like women with that because I see it and I admire it because I tend to lead with my masculine energy. Like fashionable stepmom. Every time I see her, she's like floating on a cloud.
Or like Nancy.
Hmm? Yeah, Nancy's super. Yes!
I feel like she has a tiny little ounce of masculine, but she's always looking at the way she's smiling.
The hardworking, organized that you can feel some masculine energy,
but like just the softness, the nature,
and she's likely to be more forgiving, more like okay babe, you know,
but not a
pushover. But look at you look at you today.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, okay. I don't know,
feminine energy.
I don't know if I feel, I don't know, now when I think about it, I feel like I probably feel more attracted to women who are more like me.
Yeah.
Because then I feel
am
like,
more attracted to people more, yeah, women who
because
are
I feel like okay,
me.
we can near the same level, we can have an argument without me feeling like, oh, I've hurt your feelings.
Definitely.
You know, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, you can't shout.
Yeah. But I think there's something to be said about being around people who are more feminine. You yourself just start to feel softer. Like, oh,
and,
just relax.
And we
Joy,
don't, but we
just
don't
relax.
Know many women because we are with our own, you know?
Like me, you kid.
Together like as one
alpha females as Pamoja. Them, yeah.
So that softness I really appreciate in women, and even the way sometimes you dress and you the way you articulate that feminine energy, even Anthony Moore, feminine energy.
Yeah.
I love it. I find it attractive and I admire it quite a lot.
If you like it so much, why don't we just be that way? I feel
but
just change.
But our balance has been affected by so many things. Mm. It's not just, you know, you wake up and then you decided to be that way.
Yeah.
You know, you've been molded a particular way for particular reasons. For example, I'm the firstborn child of a home that was separated. Mm. Believe you me, I came into my masculine energy. Mm. There's many things about my character that came from a place of survival. And needing to anything else, you
that's
know,
so
you are a mom at a young age, things that came with
you have
that.
To assert yourself in the world, otherwise, you'll just be left behind.
Exactly,
you're
so
right.
you start leading with the masculine because you see that it's working for you a bit more and you need it a bit more, you know,
that's so true.
Yeah,
I love
anyway,
that.
We are working on it, we're working on it.
We were told
energy.
To start trying to speak a bit slower. It's like, where are we going? You Although, know, you saw where? In the comments, someone said they love that we speak fast.
Like, you guys have time to be talking like this.
Where's the time? We need to go make the money.
Yeah, somebody said because they have ADHD that they appreciate that we speak fast.
Yeah. Me, I also
like I speak fast, but I think people say that to me.
You don't think you speak fast?
No.
Oh, babe, you do.
Yeah, people say that.
But you see, this is because we are used to this.
And we are both talking.
That is us all the time. Yeah. But I also like watching content where they speak fast. Like, even when you send me a voice note, I'll do 1.5x or 2x.
You're extreme. Yeah, you're extreme.
Yeah, I know.
You
it's
struggle
like we
to
don't have...
save our moments.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Save us? Yuck. Yeah. See, I remember I posted on my story that it's 17 minutes sex. Is that too long or is it
who?
Just like, you know... Did you feel like that's too long? Is 17 minutes sex long?
Yeah. I feel good. Like there's a time and a place. Mm. There's times when it's just like, this is what we are doing. As in, this is all we are doing from now, this evening onward, you know?
Yeah.
But otherwise, as in, normal sex.
Yeah. Because even me, I was just like, 17 minutes. But I was like, maybe 17 minutes of like foreplay and then head and then, you know,
head
to what?
Foreplay.
Oh, it's part of the foreplay? Right? Okay, fine. Yeah, it is, right? No, yeah. But now once you go into head, that's already oral sex. So you're already having sex, technically.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right? Yeah, okay, fair
okay,
enough.
Okay, so if everything all together, 17
minutes
yeah.
in total. Yeah, okay.
But I was like, in fact, when I saw that, I was just like, okay, is it that we are not savoring sex? Like, how long?
I think definitely there's moments to savor it. Yeah. They sometimes but, it's not like, but you say all the time is chop chop.
It should be.
Yeah.
Who has time? Anyway, another thing that I absolutely, was it me or
it was you?
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Another thing I really love is women who are not afraid to show their individuality mm-hmm. despite everything mm-hmm. else around them. It's like, okay, all of us, we have decided we hate weaves. But you have said, no, but me, I like weaves. Yeah. So I'm going to wear my weave. Yeah. I love that. And I think that's something that men do so easily. Men don't ever think, oh, these are guys are not wearing this sweater or they're not doing this or they're not shaving their hair. Then they just think about what do I like. I literally have never seen Zach ever looking at anything like, oh, so other men are dressing like this. Mm-hmm. It's just about like, what do I like?
Yeah.
What color do I like?
I think with men is those individual things that are more geared towards women,
right?
Like makeup, clothes, but men are also so much following as far as what they're supposed to be doing with life.
Oh, definitely,
But me,
I'm talking about just like the way they look. Yeah,
the individuality for sure.
Yeah, I like the exactly. It's like almost resented. You almost resented. I don't even almost resented. Exactly. Yeah, but I like when a woman is just like she walks in a room and you just tell like she's worn that skirt because she likes it. It's not about like, oh, will Lydia think I look cute? Mm-hmm. Will whatever? She's just the way that she is. I love that so much.
I've met women who are like that. It's like they can be part of the group, but in choosing. But most of it, it's like, I'm here for me. You guys want to go to the club? I don't want to go to the club. Or, okay, I'll go to the club for 2 hours. When she says she's going home, she's going home. It's, you know, her sense of worth is not really attached to other people's opinion. That is so attractive.
It is really, really attractive.
I have elements, but I'm not fully all that person.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing to see.
But I think you have, very strong elements of that. I feel like, maybe because of the nature of our job, we are still susceptible to more trends and like people are doing this or like whatever. But I think you do definitely have a sense of individuality, which definitely shines through.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah, I love that. That feeling makes me feel like, why am I doing stuff that I don't want to do?
Yeah.
Why am I going to the club?
Do you feel like that's something which comes with age? Because I feel like it is to some extent. I feel like in my 30s, I've been able to like break free of like maybe societal expectations that we sometimes have. It's like, okay, with your like the club thing where you're with your friends, everyone has gone out, you want to go home, and everyone's like, don't be boring, just stay. And there you are now 3 hours later and you're so tired, and you in the morning you have an appointment, but everyone else is sleeping in. And it's like, why am I here?
I think there's something that definitely comes with age, but there's so many times I'm reminded by maybe some women who are in their 40s or even 50s, and this is not a way they came, they haven't gotten here yet.
But I
think it's only because of maybe the generation we're in as well. For example, I've listened to a few podcasts, one with J-Lo, one with Alicia Keys, and some of the things that they're coming to realization with now, I'm like, it's the generation that realized that a while ago. And also because we're in the age of information, we are more likely to come into information that helps us be a bit more ourselves than them. Because back then, it was just like, you watch TV, you take it all in, that's it. You know? Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, it's true.
We are so much more woke. We are woke. We are woker.
Yeah. We are woker. Oh, it's me. Another one. I like straightforward women. Right? I like women who I know where I stand. I think we always say this is what we like in us in each other. There's a lot about women that we are trained to be either accommodating or, oh, just forget about it, that we end up kind of concealing the truth of how we feel about things a lot of the times. But I like a woman who's able to be, I didn't like what you said, or I didn't like how you said it, or whatever it could be. I like a woman who I know that what I'm looking at and what they're saying to me is the truth of who they are.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that, because it makes me feel like anytime, any day, if I feel like they're upset, it has nothing to do with me. It gives me confidence being around you, because I know if there's something to do with me that's bothering you to the extent that it's even changing your mood, you're going to tell me.
Exactly.
So that straightforwardness is something that I like.
Yeah.
Mike said that's something he likes about me as well.
Seriously.
Actually, I'm really straightforward.
What you see is what you get. Yeah. What she has told you is what
I've said.
Get.
Yeah, what I'm feeling is what I'm going to communicate.
Men always say they like that, but I feel like most of them are not like that.
Who, men? Because men have been trained to lie, because everything they say is a problem. Babe, how do I look? I don't mean that. What I mean is, regardless of your best compliments, top three right now. I don't want...
Yeah, I don't know if that's truth. I'm like, opinion. Yeah, I don't know if that blue is your color. Yeah.
There's this story that said women like men who like to speak their mind until they're telling you about yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Shut it, Shanice.
Exactly. Because anytime I've been in a confrontation, somebody asked Zach, I've explained to him, I'm like, so was I in the wrong? Mm. And I'm like, if it's been 2 seconds and you've not shouted no, I swear to God.
I swear to God. Right? That's not what we mean. It's you not just what gotta we mean. Know. It's so and that's true. Why they lie so often. It's because that, like, and also the consequences of them doing something bad. Women are obviously more emotional. So the consequences of doing something bad are higher. So even if you think about maybe the things that you've done to upset Zach, or they can't even be as much as what it's been with you.
Yeah, honestly, it's just so not then even...
they learn, it's like, I just need peace, because it's either peace or the truth.
I
hear
exactly. Why can't you just say I look like an angel? And I do.
Yeah.
I do, so you're not even lying. But yeah, I also like that straightforwardness. Actually, I think it's one of the things that I appreciate most about our friendship. It's like, okay, we'll be talking about, I don't know, our next episode, and we'll be like, oh, I think we should do this. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't like it, she'll just be like, I'm not feeling that.
Why don't you just say that?
Exactly. She'll just be like, okay. Let's keep, well, let's keep brainstorming. It's not tickling me. It's not making me wet. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. So maybe less. But I like the fact that I know you're not going to be like sitting suffering in silence. Then 5 months later, you're like, Joe, you know what? It's been 5 months of me keeping quiet.
I'm at the end of my teeth. Calm down.
It's just like, relax. If you've not been saying all along, I feel like it's your own responsibility to actually like fight for yourself, so to speak, and like say the things that you mean, say the things that you want done, things that you don't want done.
That's very attractive to me in women. And majority of my friends, it's something I've probably had to cultivate with some of my friends. It's just like that, just their nature, they're not as confrontational, or they're generally not as confident in their own voice. But all around now, the friends who I have are the kind of people who I know where I stand with you. There's a problem, you're going to tell me. And that makes me feel safe in my friendships.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love women who can hold a conversation beyond just like, oh my God, you saw what Nani did. Oh my gosh, did you see what happened on social media? I like women who... you can have a conversation about things. You guys, you should hear our conversations when we're just lying on the bed. 1 minute we're just talking about, oh wow, Nani has posted this. The next minute, and it's a really deep issue, you know? And it's like, it goes from like super deep.
But what of you? To like, what of you? What of you?
Huh? Yeah, it's like, it's a really deep, and like, oh, you know, I've just really been feeling like whatever. So it goes from like this intense conversation about like life and relationships and what, to like something surface level.
My shoes.
Exactly. And I love that. I love being able to connect with a woman on that kind of thing. It's not like every single time is just like clubbing and drinks. Every single time conversation is just about other people and gossip. I want to be able to have like a real life conversation with you. Of course, there's not like everyone is like a deep depth friend, but like at least you should be able to carry a conversation about something, about something.
What ends up happening with that is that you can spend forever with someone and you don't get bored of them, because it's diverse, you know. It's not like I'm gonna feel like, oh, here we go, we're gonna start talking about people, or we're gonna start talking about something shallow. And it's not always like, God, is this therapy?
Come on,
it's somewhere in between. That feels really good.
It can't always be like, also every single time we are talking, it's about
nonsense and whatever. That balance is really good. One thing that I love is I love affectionate women. Joanne has exited the chat.
I'm very affectionate to you, Lydia. We're always cuddling.
We're always cuddling. Relax. You give affection at times.
I do, and I love touching. You know this.
No. But yeah, I love affectionate women, because I feel like there's a lot of affection when it comes to men that's usually attached to something sexual, right? Even usually when you touch your man like that, it's
automatic. It's just like, it's no it's longer. Like, oh, you want to fuck me, right? Yeah, anything. Your hand lingers.
Or kissing a little long. Here we go. There we are. You know? So I appreciate affection that's just that.
I like
it's
that.
It's just
too.
Like a hug. And it's just a hug of expressing that, you know, I love you. Yeah. I love being around you. I appreciate you. And that just feels like that's it.
Yeah.
And I like that. I actually heard that it's a good thing in relationships to find moments of affection that are not automatically a trigger to sex. Because it's true. You start understanding that affection is sex. And it's not always the case. Sometimes it's just affection, you know? Yeah. So yeah, with the, with
is
women,
affection necessarily touching? Is affection always touching?
The affection I mean is being physically affectionate. That's what I'm saying about what I like. I love affection as well in terms of a woman who compliments you and things like that. But I do
who says
like
I love you. I say I love you all the time.
You do say you love me. But then when I don't say I love you back, she puts on her stories. Lydia didn't say I love you. She said love you.
How dare you? Me show my affection with words. You know, words is a good way to show affection.
But yeah, I love that. It's a beautiful feeling to be able to be physically connected to someone, and it's not anything sexual.
Exactly.
It's just a nice warm hug that ends there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now I feel like I want to hug you.
I know. Let's just hug. Oh. So nice. Now I know, so guys, I'm going to be touching her 24/7. Every time, Lydia's stories, you'll just see my hand. My hand is just there. Your stories.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel like my final point would be like, I just like women.
Period.
Generally.
Women.
Period. Women. I'm sorry, we are the superior gender.
How they talk. How they walk.
And the shape of our bodies, that we have breasts. Just the way that the fact that we can play with so many things like our hair and makeup. And I love our voices.
I love the sisterhood.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I love our sense of togetherness.
Yeah.
And the lie that we keep being told that we are our own worst enemy is a lie. And I'm seeing that more and more. Since Kit said that that's just a thing that makes women think that we're actually against each other.
Then it makes you.
It makes you an enemy, but it's not true. Yeah. We are more into each other than we are not.
Yeah.
And especially with all women events, I could go to those.
I was just about to say that every time you go to an all women event, you're just like, wow. And the other day, by the way, I was in the gym and I was telling Zach, I wish someone would come up with an all women gym.
Oh my God.
Because in the gym, you're always there. There's always some guy who's staring at you. There's another one who's trying to come up and talk
and
to
it's
you.
Just
there's
not the same.
I'm just like, imagine an all women gym where you can wear whatever tiny shorts you want without being stared at, where you can shower and just be, where you can just, oh my God, I would love that.
In Bristol, a lot of gyms will have like just like a women only section. So if you don't want to interact with men,
business idea, whoever is here,
business idea.
Yeah, I would love women only things.
And to be honest, I have affection obviously for the men that I know and the men who are in my life. But if I didn't have to see other men ever,
oh wow,
I think I'd be fine.
Okay, may love men.
Mm-mm.
You would
which,
have to.
Which other men do you love if not your husband?
Allah, my son.
My son. I said,
okay, who are in your life? Yeah,
who are in your life?
Me, I feel like there's a lot that men give us that we don't give them credit for. Like, for example, anytime I interact with like a really wealthy man and you hear about how he got to where he got to, sometimes it makes you think like, would a woman have gotten there the way he got there? Because, you know, the way that men think, the way they reason, the way they have this supernatural belief in themselves, even if they ain't shit, they will believe that they are like everything. You know what I'm saying? And there's something about like interacting with men that sometimes gives you that sense of like, wow, okay, that's a different way of thinking of things.
But
you know,
you are there interacting with them. They're there. It's somebody who you've come into contact with like this.
Yeah,
I'm saying men in general who I really have nothing
have
to
against
do with.
Men?
Huh? I don't have anything against men. I just feel like I feel warmer and nicer and happier and more joyous when I'm around women. So if it's not
and more
men,
comfortable, me, definitely more comfortable. Yeah.
Guys, let's tell you a story.
Yeah.
The other day we were leaving the shoot, right?
You want to scare me now?
We are leaving the shoot and we are carrying so much of our stuff. I don't know where our PA was, but
she
had left, of course.
Always leaving us, don't even care about us.
As we're carrying things on top of our heads, on our shoulders, so we have
and on our foot.
Literally, we have no room no wiggle room. Then when we're coming to the lift, this very big
Nigerian,
massive, tall, huge man walks towards us. At first, I thought he was just going to say hello, or maybe he was a person who was dealing with the Airbnb we were in. But no, he was just there to talk to us. And because we didn't know why he was around, me and Joe were so apprehensive.
And as he walked towards
us, we were shaking.
And as he walked towards us, his face just looked really angry.
Yes.
And I was just like...
And then he's greeting us, but he's not smiling and he's talking to us. He's asking us, like, should
what's
we
your
be
name?
Friends or something like that?
Like, what's
and
your name?
Yeah,
and
he's
like,
just looking to meet people or whatever. And he asked you to meet him twice, right?
Yeah, so I agreed. And then he's like, now he's greeting me again. I'm just like,
let me tell you, me and Joe were just like, first of all, if this man just collects us from our head like this and drags us, he's strong enough
he's
to do that.
He could.
You know, at first I was like, if he slaps Joe, what am I going to do?
Because, how is that the first thing you're
thinking? Because my hands were were close. So I was just like, I couldn't even help you. I just watch him maul you.
Me, what? Not maul you. Yeah. Me, oh God. Me, what made me uncomfortable is that when he tried to greet me the second time, I was like, I don't understand why he's greeting me, but I felt like I don't have an option. I can't say no to this greeting. God? Even if I don't right? want to. I was like,
and
I
we have can't to even tell why we were afraid.
So weakly afraid. If, I was there trying to press the fucking button.
Would you ever feel that way in a woman?
Never.
No. And so those are the kind of instances where I'm just like, if not in a situation where, like, you know, obviously, like, people who you're going to meet, or just people in general who for some reason we're going to interact and yeah. we're going to benefit from. Otherwise, I really don't want to be in rooms where it's just like so many men, because you just feel different.
Yeah, it just feels different. You feel
different yeah. for sure. And it's not that men don't have a purpose. They do, because obviously I have a man and I love him and he's amazing. Mm. I have
and your son, your one day you'll get a son and he'll be a man.
He'll be a man. Mm-hmm. And my cousins, I have many yeah. good and close friendships with men as well. It's just yeah, if I could be asked random stranger women or random stranger man, men always women yeah. for sure. Yeah,
yeah. Me, I feel like it's a like I don't know. I you have a very very strong inkling towards women.
Yeah, I
me
do.
Mine is I feel like it's pretty even mm-hmm. both ways mm-hmm. because I feel like I have had some negative experiences with women and mm-hmm. I have had a lot more negative experiences with men, but I have yeah. had some negative experiences with women oh, when it yeah. comes to friendship. So
oh
I feel
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Yeah, so you've I feel like
and people bit, say that yeah. when you're burnt by women as well, it's that just, kind of yeah, shifts
so,
it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, so me, it's just like a little bit of both. But of course, if I had to choose a gender, I would definitely choose ours. But yeah. yeah. Anyway, this is not here. We're not bashing men. We love
not
men,
at
guys.
All.
But
it's just the feeling you feel when you are around people.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah.
And some women, by the way, definitely prefer to be around men. Mm. Many women.
Let us know
feel
in the comments,
like,
by
yeah,
the way.
Actually,
yeah.
if you do prefer to be around men mm. or that's where you feel most comfortable, tell us why. It could be somebody who has like six brothers.
Exactly.
Naturally, you're probably going to be
exactly.
more, and you've probably seen more positive interactions
yeah.
with men, you know, exactly. versus somebody who has a sister, somebody who was raised by her mom.
Yeah.
You see, me, many of mine are very much towards women.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah. So anyway, if you've been watching, if you're on YouTube, you can let us know in the comments, what are some things about other women, if you're yeah. a woman, mm-hmm. that make you feel attracted to them. And if you're a man, you can tell us, is there anything about meeting fellow men that mm. makes you feel like, ah, yeah, this is a guy I want to do business with, or this is a guy that I
right.
want to be friends with, something mm. like that. I mean, obviously, yeah. we can't speak from that perspective because
yeah.
we are women.
Yeah.
But you can let us know if you have any other opinion.
Do you think men prefer being around men than women?
Yeah.
You
no.
think?
Yeah.
George, do men prefer to be around men or around women? So everyone prefers to be around women.
Because you're all just trying to fuck women, right? Be honest.
Minus the fucking. Yeah.
You see, men like to be around.
Oh, it's nice, but you prefer to be around men.
There's always, that's the thing. Men like to be around women because
what?
It's all romantic.
Even this man
it's all
who is
sexual.
Telling you about his career. It's probably
he's probably
at you
trying
like,
to, yeah. That's the thing. You can never trust the intention. You can never trust the intention.
Oh my God. Anyway, that's a nice note.
Yeah, exactly. That's a nice note to end with.
Yeah, we love women. We appreciate men. But yeah, those are the things that we love about women.
Period. Right, guys, so hey, in between us, you know, we don't usually do this segment that often because sometimes we are butt shooting or like we are shooting before the last episode has come out, but sometimes like this it coincides and we are able to come and shout some of you guys out. We love you no matter where you're listening from. We only read the YouTube comments because they are the ones which are the readily available. But wherever it is you're listening from, we love you so much.
We do.
And thank you for listening. But we're going to read out some of the YouTube comments. This is from the episode on dilemmas, which obviously had a lot of like, you know, it was a lot.
Yeah,
it was intense.
Was
it was a lot.
Yeah.
So the quote that everybody remembers is Lydia saying, the reason a lot of you, a lot of time you're so obsessed with a toxic man is because sex is the only time you experience the intimacy you're looking for. I felt that. She felt
yeah.
that.
Because, I mean, he's mean to you. He doesn't even text back.
Yeah.
When you plan something, he doesn't show up. By the time he shows up, you enjoy that sex.
Because
it's the
crumbs.
The
he's giving
only
you crumbs.
Time.
Good
that
night.
He's nice to you.
Good night.
My God. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm also, lol, not the quote, come to me as a woman in my DMs. Listen, this is it. Guys, if people know about your man, let them know.
Let them know
so that they can hurry up and come to you as a woman.
Come to you as a woman.
Yeah.
Eva, you said you've been watching for a while and didn't even realize you weren't subscribed. Henceforth, I will make a conscious effort to like every episode I watch. From Niger, love always. Oh, thank you. And yeah, you might actually realize that, you know, when you go on YouTube, YouTube is such an interesting platform because even if you're not following or subscribing,
they recommend what you always watch. Exactly. Yeah.
So you might find that you're not subscribed. So please check right now. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. We are almost at 60K. Maybe even by the time you're watching this, we
will
at 60K.
Be. We will.
And we're in our bed. Yeah, so please subscribe, guys.
This one is Molly Kabute is saying that this last dilemma, I feel like depending on the level of friendship, having stumbled upon this info, I would want to have a conversation about it with this friend because I'd want to have a friend who can vouch for me. And in this situation, if my friend thinks I stole from her, then she wouldn't vouch for me if she heard it somewhere else.
Oh, that was about the dilemma.
Yeah, but you read someone's diary.
Yeah.
And they were expressing that they think that you lied, that you stole. Mm. That's it. So now we don't think that girl needs to apologize.
No, we definitely just don't. Definitely.
Zazie is I'm calling her. Her. Zazie, I won't pick
her. You see how you see her start blushing. Honestly, I love to be around women. If I could only be with women. 2 seconds.
Two calls for my man. Zazie. Daddy. If he calls Rihanna, he tells me to leave. You yucky women.
And the funny thing is that we'll understand.
Huh?
We'll understand. We'll
look at us. Women strong. Women tight. Forever.
All right. Okay. Okay, Mwende, you're saying, where the way Joanne got shook on the third dilemma. I can't remember which one is the third dilemma.
Yeah, when the one about the child. I mean, it kept going and going and going.
She says, personally, I feel if you let us see your man in your happy times, let us know when you guys part ways. We invest a lot in consuming your content together.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay, this is another one. Sorry?
You didn't listen. That's why you have no response. Okay, let me read again for the sake of those among us who have not been listening.
Nancy.
Okay, personally, I feel like if you let us see your man in your happy times, let us know when you guys part ways. Mm-hmm. We invest a lot in consuming your content together.
Yeah, I know people say that, but happiness is easy to share, right? Mm. Very easy. So the same way people get really excited about telling you that they are pregnant or something like that, if somebody doesn't reach full term, I don't think they have a responsibility to tell you, especially at that time.
Definitely
eventually I'll have
time.
To tell you.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, now I'm with Jacob before it was Mike. We're gonna need to have that conversation, you know? But because it's harder to share pain, it's usually you see people delaying that. Mm-mm. And also, as much as people are happy to see you happy, the second you're not,
I always knew there was something wrong with that relationship.
So that noise you don't need it when you're going through something. So this is one. Mombi's life is saying, actually, for that second dilemma, the reason why she doesn't get wet when the guys she likes is simply because as a lady, you're worried about what the guy will think about you, your body and your sex generally. First of all, I disagree with that because she's not getting wet to even be able to have sex.
Yeah.
She's saying she's not sexually attracted to them. It's not why she's not performing well in bed. If that was the case, I would get maybe like, because you like this person and you're a bit more apprehensive, but she's not even feeling like getting there with the guys she likes. So it wasn't about performance in bed. It was about being aroused to even
like,
get
I'm even
in
attracted.
Bed.
She's even attracted
she was saying
to
she's
him.
Not getting that voulez-vous thing. Yeah. From the guy she likes.
Do you feel like that's something which can develop? Or do you feel like if you don't feel it instantly when you've met a guy, that it won't ever develop? Because I feel like it can be developed.
For me,
that's
it's never developed.
Okay,
for me,
but can it? Do you think it can?
I feel like know whose experience I'll be talking from if I say that it can. Has it ever done for you?
No, it hasn't. But it hasn't. But you see, because of the fact that I've seen people, like, for example, if you're in an arranged marriage or something like that, I mean, see, they have sex and see, they're okay.
But I feel like arranged marriage is because you've already been conditioned to a particular way of thinking anyway. Mm. You know, so
that you need to love the man we give you.
People always say that, you know, arranged marriages work so much because in the culture, in the cultures, they're already skewed and they've already been trained that this is how life goes. So even the option of leaving and things like that don't actually happen. For me, if I see you and it's not like, voulez-vous.
You've never been the guy. You've never been. Okay, this has actually happened to me. Mm. Where the first like times that you've met him, because your mind is not like, oh, this is someone who I want to sleep with, you don't see them that way. But like maybe once when now you discover they are into you, you start being like, okay, it's not bad. And then you feel attracted to them.
It's not everyone who needs to be ripped off my clothes.
Yeah.
But I've got to be at least see you in the vicinity of
I mean, there needs to be, there needs to be in this general direction. You're
in this general direction. Hey, yeah. But if you're going to Kiambu and me, and I'm going to Rongai, Nyeri, please. I don't know.
No, if you're going to Kiambu and Nyeri, I think you're going
the same direction. Is it the same way?
Yeah.
Depending on where you're coming from. No. From town?
Yeah, from town.
Yeah. If we're coming from town.
Exactly. If you come from town, Kiambu and Nyeri in the same direction.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I would take Kiambu Road.
Yeah, and Kiambu Road, you can go and connect to later, please. Please. And she herself, that is hashtags. Anyway.
Yeah, Kiambu is not Nyeri. I didn't know about Nyeri.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a babe called Rosemary who's saying, TMI, it's not just Kenyans, kuna Tanzanians uku. Can we just shout
and
out
Namibians,
our diaspora? Namibians, Zimbabweans,
everyone
Zambians.
Who's not from Kenya.
Thank you. We actually really try to minimize how much Swahili we speak. You know, we are usually Swahili speakers.
Swahili is a nefo.
So Swahili. But we don't do it now because of we know we have an international audience. So,
yeah.
You know, big up
this
to us.
This is why we speak English,
exactly.
Guys.
Exactly.
We are being international.
International. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. One more. Okay. Oh, do you know what, guys? Let me address this. Mm-hmm. It's so sad being with a child and an supportive man. That lady made a good move by reaching out. Mm. It shall be well. This is Charity Kathure who's saying this. Mm. And Lydia with problematic. Let me tell you this,
guys. I don't even notice you saying problematic,
and let me tell
babe.
I hate that word. It's not okay. I don't hate it, but. Let me be known for something else. Let me be known. And I haven't said it
when
this
do
episode,
you say
have I?
Problematic?
I haven't said it. Woo! Praise
Are me. You sure? She's been on her phone. She doesn't know.
I don't think I have. I have.
I think you have. I feel like I have to go and watch previous episodes because I'm like, until someone said it, then not everyone is saying it. And
I
I'm like,
it, I think I say it maybe once or twice. It's not something I say all the time.
Yeah.
But
perhaps.
I think people have spotted. I really want to be known for more.
No, just take that one, babe.
I want to be
just
known for it. More.
And it's such a negative word too.
You know, it's not even a problem. I want to be known for.
I'm so sorry, babe. Now
it's
take it.
It's giving.
Okay, last one. There's a lady called Will Silva. What a name. Mm. You said, wait, I think I have too much to say. First, women should stop feeling woye after posting the love of your life, then things go south. Mm-hmm. Sis, you enjoyed while it lasted, so walk with your head high. Mm. Secondly, whether you're married or not, kindly note that no man will go months without having sex, not to mention a year. No, I refuse. I think she's trying to say that. If he's not having sex with you, he's having sex with someone else.
Let me tell you, the person who I'm praying for their kind of bounce back, Amber Bloody Ray. Amber Ray hits the ground. She doesn't even hit the ground. You think before she reaches, sure. Another
me,
one.
Honestly.
Another one.
While the ex is there posting
and
on stories.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
But we don't know what the state of her mental health
maybe,
is.
Maybe. But do you know what? I feel like that's what I need to come off as. Not this. Actually, someone has left you. You're being swept by the wind
exactly.
for 6 months on. Still crying tears.
So maybe, maybe she's just a good pretender. Maybe that's it.
But
she doesn't look like she's pretending. She doesn't look genuinely happy. She's just like,
she's like,
it came,
it
went.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, once it ends.
But also
shower out.
Nam Rudi Soko. But you see, I feel like hers also, she's not like been in like serious relationships, you know.
Yeah. But some of them, even like the one where they were vutanaring Wuku in public.
With a married man.
Yeah.
Okay. But was it a serious relationship? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Serious. But even getting involved with someone to that degree.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like if we are now out here talking about it, I feel like it's enough.
You're so right.
Yeah, but bounce that bounce back.
It helps that she's fucking sexy.
AF.
You know what you've been eating? You are looking beautiful. You go into the relationship and you ate everything. Now you're left with your relationship weight and no relationship.
Nothing. Here you are.
Good night.
Here you are.
Begging
for a date. Begging for a date.
So you can eat him. Anyway. Yeah. Guys, we thank you so much for that engagement on our last episode. It was absolutely hilarious. I absolutely loved it. Thank you so much. And keep sending us your dilemmas, by the way, because sometimes we'll respond with an episode. Sometimes we'll respond to you directly.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll put it on stories. Mm-hmm. And like either way, we want to walk with you through your lives as well. So it's not just like arbitrary, these things we talk about. I like knowing that we're helping this woman and this woman. It feels really good.
It does. And we hope we help you. And anytime, if we do answer any of your dilemmas, please DM us or tell us, I heard your... Because people never...
Sometimes people do, by the way, but sometimes it's like maybe it gets lost in the DMs, but
maybe.
Sometimes they come.
Please do let us know if we did help you or how it went so that we can give some
feedback.
Now we are invested. We're here. We want to know exactly what happened. Mm. But thank you guys for being here for yet another episode, and we'll see you in the next one.
Don't forget to subscribe before you leave here.
Subscribe and follow us everywhere.
See you guys.
Bye.